Now, he is reportedly, Sean, out of the Olympics, which the list of guys who aren't playing is a hell of a team. That's LeBron, Steph Curry, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, and John Wall.
We may not win it, dude.
I mean, it does. Look, that is, those are at least five guys who would guarantee be locks on the team. Curry, Harden, Westbrook, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. That's five. Chris Paul probably at six. John Wall wouldn't have. But what it does is it opens the spot for a guy like either a Bradley Beal or a DeMar DeRozan or a Mike Conley and maybe a LaMarcus Aldridge.
Why are so many guys saying no?
I think they're just exhausted. I mean, it is a long season now. It used to be different. You know, the NBA season was over early June. Now it's June 21st. And they're going to name the team by June 27th. And they start playing August 5th.
Yeah, but Olympics, dude.
It's the Olympics. And what are you're not going to take 2 months off and not play and gain 20 pounds. You're going to be working out. Why not work out with the best of the best? Go to Brazil. Catch some Zika.
To me, I got to tell you, though, if you're a and Billy Harmon, I mentioned him yesterday about golf. We were talking about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. He said he doesn't want to hear the crap that, oh, they're tired. It's a PGA Tour. Stop it. You work 28 tour
right events.
Yes. It's half the year.
But it's a grind. I mean, I understand it's a grind. It's a grind to play.
But you know what? He said you represent. Sometimes you got to give back. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Give back to the game. If I'm an Olympian and I'm healthy, or if I'm a possible Olympian and I'm healthy, I don't know. I don't know any higher honor than going to win a gold medal.
Right. And exhaust is a hard excuse to use. Like, yes, on June 21st you're exhausted, but go take a week in Cabo and tell me you're not coming back and you want to go practice against.
And I understand you're exhausted. Trust me, I get it. And having played it 10 years, not like NBA, but well, you're exhausted at the end of the year. But after 3 weeks, those 2 weeks, they're back in the gym working and grinding because that's what pros do. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel sorry for him. I'm going to tell you why. All the money you're making, think about the construction worker who his 1 week vacation that he gets all year long, or two if he's lucky. Go in Scottsdale, Arizona right now, guess what? They're building a house today or a building, mm-hmm. and it's 120. And their ass is out there grinding. So, you know what? I understand that if you're hurt, I get it.
Right. If Steph Curry needs knee surgery, that's
completely
one.
Get it. But if you're healthy, go to bed, go on a vacation for 10 days. I'll see you in 2 weeks from Hawaii or Cabo and get your ass
just
to the Olympics.
The counter is that if, let's say you're LeBron, you've done it twice, you've won a couple of golds, and you're 32.
Maybe
you're
you think you want to give it to another guy to get a gold. Or that just, part I get.
Or just selfishly, like, I've done it, I love it, but I'm exhausted, and this took every ounce of my energy, and I it's not that I need 3 months of sitting on my butt, but I just can't deal with this kind of stress and pressure for another month.
And I guess that's the next level. If you've got one or two and you think, you know what, let somebody else have a chance at a gold medal. That a player that if LeBron goes doesn't get it, maybe his last shot at a gold medal. That part I do get.
Yeah,
I've never liked, and I know this is going to sound crazy because other countries do it. I still like the amateur side, but we're playing against other teams' pros.
When we did that, we started losing.
Yes, you're right.